Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and thank you for tuning in and listening to Soul Solutions Food for the Soul Radio. I'm your co-host, Asiya, and on today's episode, we will be talking about the fourth blood moon that is coming up on September 28th, 2015. Before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
We also have a few announcements to make about some upcoming events and opportunities. One second. Special guest is Ellie Stewart, who will be giving us more information about the blood moon. And now for our host, Ms. Lawz Rasul, she will give us the book of the week. Having some issues, so just give me 1 second. All right,
greetings.
Ms. Lawz, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Sorry about the pause.
Well, greetings and salutations in Lakesh, everyone. And what a wonderful day. Wonderful things are happening. And today, before we get into some of the things on that we want to discuss today, I want to share with you the book. The book of the week is Ask Deepak About Meditation and Higher Consciousness. This book is by Deepak Chopra, and it is in his series that was created to encourage people to live healthier, fuller lives and to be more aware. He delivers this inspiring project for personal and global transformation. And this collection is Deepak Chopra answering questions about higher consciousness. I think everyone would benefit from listening to what he has to say. And this includes discussions on meditation and reaching higher levels of consciousness and enlightenment. So I encourage everyone to get the book, Ask Deepak about Meditation and Higher Consciousness. This book is 4 hours and 44 minutes long, and it's narrated by Deepak Chopra. So I think everyone will enjoy this book. I'm so happy to be here today. How are you, Asiya?
I'm great. I'm great. I am really excited about today's show, and I'm just looking forward to the new things that are on the horizon for all of us. So I'm sitting back and waiting patiently.
Well, last week we just finished our Quantum Light Property Clearing class in Fort Myers Beach, and I know some people still want to call in. They told me, so feel free to call in and speak to us about that. Our guest today is the co-founder of this program, Soul Solutions Group for the Soul, Ellie Stewart. She is also the founder of the Institute of Subtle Energy in Chicago, which will be hosting a class for quantum light property clearing in November. Ellie Stewart is also a certified essential oils teacher. She teaches sacred geometry. She teaches, she's a certified healing touch teacher, and she's an extremely gifted instructor in the Akashic, teaching Akashic as well. So we're really excited about having Ellie on. We want to talk about a couple of other things right before we bring her on, though, but it's always wonderful to have her here because Ellie has been over the three blood moons that have already taken place. She has guided us and given us information from the Galactic Federation, from the Palladians, every time, and to kind of prepare us, and sometimes even so that we can experience the frequency to be prepared for the blood moon. So this is very exciting, and it's coming up shortly. It's right in front of us, and so it's always wonderful to have her here. I encourage anyone who has missed any of the shows to go back through the archives on the YouTube channel, Lota of the Sun, or at Blog Talk Radio / Soul Solutions Food for the Soul. Look up the archives and listen to all the previous shows and see how our experience and your experience is paralleling the things that we were told in the three previous blood moons. And remember, we have blood moon water as well. Well, we are very excited to announce that, and I'm going to have Ellie speak about this a little bit, that the quantum light property clearing classes that have been held and the ones that are going to be held in Chicago in November and into the following year, that we have continuing education credits for these for this class, which is very exciting. So some of you who are interested in taking it, you may be able to get your employees to pay for it because they're continuing education credits for this. Also, we have something new on our website, and those of the ones who are in the class will be excited to hear that Chef Tim has got cultured vegetables on the website, and they are available, and they're quite delicious, but more importantly, they're the missing link in your health and in your spiritual evolution as well. So they are on the website now, so we're really excited about that. And I want to give you the dates for the November Part 2 of the Quantum Light Property Clearing class, which will be the 13th, 14th, and 15th in Chicago. And we are being hosted by our guest today, Ellie Stewart, and the Institute of Subtle Energy. And so we'll be talking about that. I also have another announcement. This will be one of the last shows that I'll be doing on this, although the forum will still be here. As I said, Ellie Stewart is our co-founder, and so the forum will still be here, but I will be moving to Voice America in mid-October, and we're just starting the production of the new shows, the new radio shows. It's the internet radio, and the shows will play twice a day, 12 hours apart, and they also will be available through downloads on iTunes. So we're really excited that that's going to happen very soon, and we hope that you'll all keep up with us. So we're going to be giving you updates, especially at DNAReplicate.com. However, all of those who are allies will be giving you updates, and you'll be hearing from Asiya and from Rain and from Ellie on the new forum of Voice America. It's on the platform called Seventh Wave, W-A-V-E, which is their platform for the kind of discussions that we have. So I think that's out of breath. I think those are the things that I wanted to mention, and I'd like to welcome our guest today, Ellie Stewart. And if we have any callers, we'll take them until such time as we have something else going on, Asiya. So welcome, Ellie.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Am I still breaking up?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'll try to move to another spot where I have better reception.
Okay.
But welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you here. It was great seeing you in Portland. It was great seeing you last weekend. Yeah, we loved seeing you in person, live and in person in Florida. And so it's wonderful to be back in touch with you. I'm sure everyone who's listening now has who were part of our group, you know, have a deeper appreciation of who all of us are now. So we're really happy to have you here. And I did want you to talk a little bit about your invitation to host us in November in Chicago and the idea of the continuing education credit, if you don't mind, before we get into the Blood Moon information.
Sure, sure. You kind of broke up just a little bit at the last, but I think you were saying that I'm hosting the second level quantum light property clearing class. And we are inviting all of you for level two to come to Chicago. It will be at one of the hotels in Chicago. I don't want to just say the name just.
No, we can wait. We can wait on that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yes. And the class will run, we're running from the 13th through the 16th. I think checkout will be on the 16th. Some of you may want to come in on the 12th. We will have accommodations for that. The single rooms and double rooms will run around $76. So you can request to share a room. A lot of you all already know one another, and you can work that request out and call in to give us, you know, who's going to room with who, if you wish. But the interesting thing is that the single rooms and the double rooms are running the same price. That's $76. So if you split that, look what savings you'll have. There is a hotel with a restaurant attached to it, so you will be able to get your meals. And if there is a mall nearby and they have a free shuttle to the mall, not that we're going to let you have that much time on your own, but you know, we just wanted to let you know that we are really looking forward to having this experience here in the city. You know, every time a group of healers get together, phenomenal things occur, and it is healing for the space that we populate. So I'm so thrilled that we are all in agreement with having this level two class here.
Yes, that's great for all the ones who were in the class, and anyone who was has not taken level one, you will not be able to move into level two, but there is still opportunities for some, those of you who've had your DNA or had any work done. You still have an opportunity to get to level one, which is October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Fort Myers, and then you can move into level two. But in 2016, we will be having level one again, so no one has to feel like you're missing anything if you're not quite ready for that. Ellie, before we get into Blood Moon, will you talk a little bit about the continuing education credits so that as much as you can share with us, so those who are listening know that they can, they may be able to have their employers cooperate with their participation in this class?
Well, yes. This is a very phenomenal because we have McHenry County College that will be our continuing education sponsor. I am picking up a couple of other sponsors as well. The massage and bodywork professionals will definitely be able to get continuing education through the National Commission of Therapeutic Massage and Bodywork. Leota, you know, I didn't even get a chance to tell you that.
I'm happy to hear it, though.
Yeah, I've been so busy. But I just want to let you know that we will have continuing education credit for a whole host of professions, social work, psychologists. And the way that we are doing that is McHenry County College is an Illinois higher education school, and they have the approval to issue one continuing education unit for every 10 hours of teaching time. And this class is 30 hours, a little over 30 hours. I think that's about all that I can say. So, you know, for level one, you would get continuing ed units as well as for level two. And then your certificate of certification will be coming from the Institute of Subtle Energy.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And now we can talk a little bit about the idea of Blood Moon, which is right in front of us. Would you give us just a brief history of what has happened in the last 2 years with the Blood Moon so that to catch everyone up for those who are new listeners?
Well, yes. First of all, I wanted to just say you were very much spot on in suggesting that people go and listen to the archives because if they had not been able to listen to participate prior to this Blood Moon, it will be important for them to listen to the archive and to obtain the frequency from the initial recording, as well as it is very important for people to start getting their frequency borders and using their frequency borders. I know we had made mention of that at the last class that we had in Fort Myers, but it's imperative that people use the frequency borders. This Blood Moon, well, let's just say we started last year in 2014 in April, and there were frequencies that were transmitted frequency embedded really deep. And with each blood moon, a new set of frequency patterns were given. And there was a shedding of old thoughts and old ideas for people to, you know, make better decisions for their progression in this life's journey. You know, we talk about the importance of the soul clearing, and it is important, but people have to recognize that it's important, you know, and they have to be in agreement with having those soul clearings. Leota, you know that I send everybody for the soul clearing, you know? And now,
you certainly do.
And now, because people have had their soul clearings or they're in the process of having their soul clearings, the frequencies actually hold much better because they're not encumbered with so many old thoughts and ideas. And so this this blood moon will be an integration of all of the past frequencies for them now to start working together. And you will feel, what I'm told, is that you will feel your true lightness. It'll feel like you are just pretty much walking on air and really being able to understand the intricacy of your progression and how it fits into the very fiber of the universe. You are important. This process is important for everybody's evolution. And so, you know, you say, well, what does that mean? Some of you have had glimpses of that, knowing that just because you show up and you're in a space, it changes the frequency of the space. Your frequency is that strong. And, you know, we always see it. The babies see immediately after you've had your DNA that they can see that light around you. It is about as close as we can come energetically as light beings while we're in this physical body. Am I making sense?
Yes. And I want to just let the listeners know that if you have questions for Ellie about blood moon, you can call in and get in queue while she's speaking, and we'll ask Ellie if she'll take some questions at the end. Thank you, Ellie.
Okay. All right. So, you know, some of the information that they told me to carry forward is that this blood moon is going to be spectacular. We have been given frequencies individually. Now they will all be integrated with one another to form and solidify the trilogy consciousness. And they are just delighted to be part of this experience. They talk to me about this experience or feeling your beingness and actually feeling and sensing and knowing what it is to be in your light body, even though you're in this dense body, to have that experience over and over and over again. Let's see, as I said, they told me that we will be able to experience what it means to be part of the fabric of life and the importance of each of us and what we contribute to this living matrix.
Ellie, when you say we, who are you speak? Because just, you know, you're saying they told me, and, you know, so who is the they? Who are you saying is they?
Actually, I was actually this morning really speaking with the trilogy consciousness the Galactic Federation, and the Palladians. And that is what who I have been speaking with this morning. And when they say that we, they're meaning us, we will be able to experience what it means to be part of the living matrix, that the entire, we all know that the entire universe is alive. As I say, it's alive and well. But to actually be able to feel your own participation within it, within that that living being of the universe, we will be able to experience that in this blood moon. And they also spoke just a little bit about how even in death, there is life, a new beginning. And they really wanted to speak with me about the urgency of shedding old thoughts and ideas. We would be able to do that with this blood, this last blood moon. And let's see, what else?
This idea of urgency is very interesting, Ellie, before you go on. This idea of urgency, I think many of us, I know I'm feeling this idea of like moving into this time before the new year, this urgency to accomplish and get some things done. And I felt it also with the students in the most recent class, and I feel it with you, and I feel it with Asiya, and I feel it with the ones I'm speaking to. So this sense of urgency seems to be something that's galactic, you know, not just what we're feeling in our individual cities. Is that accurate?
Yes, especially the sense of urgency to make sure that we are releasing anything that may be of a limiting factor. It's very important that we don't feel limited in any way, shape, or form, because that's what this whole transmission of energy this time is all about, to bring us to that point where we should really be able to experience our full evolution for this period. And I think that's what the urgency is about.
Yeah.
Now, something that I should tell you is that in this transmission, when I was in meditation with them, that was even different. And it was more of a, for lack of a better term, it was more of a blending. It was more like, okay, it was just there. You know, a lot of times I have to get myself into meditation, and, you know, then I call them up. You know, I have a routine. But this time it was like, boom, instant. Like, I stepped, like, almost, it felt like I just stepped through a door, and then and there they were. It's a very instant. So things are moving quite rapidly. I think they're really moving more rapidly than we can even conceive.
So this, this upcoming blood moon, was there any particular recommendations or anything that we should be looking for specifically?
Yes. Well, for this blood moon, Well, it's not that they said that we need to be looking for something specifically. It was more that we need to prepare ourselves for this next blood moon, because there's some things that we need to do to prepare. You know, we have to have a practice. I know that you have been really talking to people about having their own spiritual practice. That was the first thing that came up. they said, again, to listen to the last three shows and to make sure that we were hydrated appropriately, because the frequency or the energy will come in so fast. Again, the time is even going to be different. And so I want to make sure that everybody understands, because everyone is so accustomed to us starting late. And this time we're not starting late. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and we will be in probably full meditation state by 7 p.m. That's on September 27th.
22nd or 27th? What are you saying?
27th.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're saying doors will be open in Chicago. Are you speaking of Chicago specifically, right? That your doors will
I'm
be open at...
I'm speaking of Central Time, yes.
Okay. And this will be at the Institute of Subtle Energy in Chicago, your Institute of Subtle Energy in Chicago at 6 p.m. And what does the event consist of? What do people need to know who are local to you and who will be there?
I'm sorry, you cut out right at the end, Leona.
I'm saying, what do people who are local in Chicago need to know concerning this event, that they need to come on the 27th at 6 p.m.? Do they have a fee? Do they need to bring anything?
Yes. As usual, they should bring a pallet or something for them to lay down, as usual. They should also get their at 6. The doors are going to open at 6. At about 6:30, 6:45, everybody should be there by that time. They should make sure that they have, I'll have water there, but if they want to bring a bottle of water, that will be good. This will be a different blood moon because you will be in meditation first and then go to sleep.
Yeah. And what time does the blood moon end? And what time does the event end?
It ends at 3 a.m. in the morning. That's on the 28th.
And what happens for those who are around the country who would like to participate with you? Have you got anything that arranged for that?
The people around the country who want to participate can call in to our teleconference line and participate that way.
And how do they get that number?
They get that number when they register. Registration will be open this evening at 8 p.m. That is Eastern time. They will be able to register online and pay the $40. They can also get their waters. They can order the waters on the website or if they so choose.
And would you give the website address?
The website address is www.pathways.com. P as in Paul, A, T, H, W, A, Y, S, 2, T, O, light, LIGHT.org. Just go to the website, and you can go to the store, the tab that says store, and you can purchase the blood moon and the waters in the store, or you can go to the event tab, and it will also show up under the event tab at 8 p.m. tonight.
Well, I think I'm going to be the first one to register. Registration opens at 8. I was the first one last time. I'm going to be first one this time. I'll be registering tonight.
I just want to make sure that everybody is aware that they've been pushing this whole thing of hydration. And the information and the vibrations travel much faster when we are hydrated properly. You cannot hydrate yourself properly by just drinking a bunch of water on one day. It must be a process. So it would be good for people to start now hydrating themselves adequately. Muscle test or ask your guidance what is the correct hydration for you, because it will be so much easier for the information to travel through your system.
Okay, well, it sounds like we've got quite a few things coming up in this period of time, which is one of the things that I think we were told with the last blood moon that things will start happening, and it looks like
yes.
We've got quite a calendar of events and activities. Asiya, are you still there? Do you have any questions? Are you going to show up with your sleeping bag at the Institute of Subtle Energies in Chicago? I know
you're
back. Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm always there, always.
Yes, Asiya has a spot. I would say that I think that I just know that this particular blood moon, because we won't have another, we won't have another series of four consecutive total lunar eclipses for 2 years, okay? And so if you can be there, this is the place to be. For the people in Chicago that would like to attend, once you register, you get the address and you get your confirmation letter. You know, we are really looking forward to this being a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. And I am so looking forward to my Soul Solution family, my Quantum Light family, my DNA Replicate family. I am so looking forward. And my Akashic family. I am looking forward to really being there with you and being part of this phenomenal experience.
Well, we're all excited about this, too, and I just kind of want to give everyone who's listening a few of the dates. And I see maybe you can, if you have something you want to share right afterwards, but I want to share what the dates are coming up because we have a lot of things happening. September 27th is Blood Moon, and the Institute of Subtle Energy will be having an event. Doors open at 6 p.m., or we'll come online. Do we come online at 6 p.m. also on the teleconference, Ellie?
Yes, you can come online at 6 p.m., and, you know, at about 6:15, we will start meditation. And I am going to be guiding you through a meditation and talking about meditation so that you can receive the frequency.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be 6 p.m. Central Time, and it'll be 7 p.m. on East Coast, and we can adjust the timing depending on where you're calling from. So we hope that everyone will join in. It has been a wonderful event for the last 2 years when the Institute of Subtle Energy and Ellie Stewart have hosted this. So we're really excited about that. So that's September 27th. October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th will be Class 1 for Quantum Light Healing in Fort Myers, Florida, November. Oh, and in the middle of the month, around October, one of the Wednesdays in the middle of October, I don't have the exact one, I will be starting with Voice America, and I invite everyone to join us on both Voice America for the seventh wave, and we will have the information up on the website, and we'll be talking about it probably at Blood Moon and at the Quantum Light class on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And then November, we'll be in Chicago on the 13th, 14th, and 15th with Part 2 of Quantum Light Property Clearing. So we are really bringing in this new year properly, and in January, we'll be doing new classes again, some with the Institute of Subtle Energy and some of them in Fort Myers, Florida, Part 1 and Part 2 again of Quantum Light Property Clearing classes. So we have quite a calendar. And it's very interesting that this is happening just as the blood moon is coming in, that we're in the energy. We have been in the energy of Blood Moon for about a month already, and I've been feeling it. Have you noticed that, Ellie? Have you been getting any information on that?
Well, yes, I have. You know, I was asking them this morning, were they going to give us a sample of the energy? And do we have time for that, Leona?
We certainly do. And if we have callers, maybe we should take them now. Do we have any callers, Althea?
Yes, we do. This is area code 678, last four digits, 9230. Your mic is unmuted.
Hey, Althea. Hey, Miss Leona. Hey, Miss Ellie.
How are you, Inlakesh?
I am Apollo. Althea knows me by Apollo. Miss Lyota knows me by my real name that I dread, Daryl. I hope you guys are doing well.
We are. We're wonderful. We're happy that you called in.
Yes, I want to backtrack to what you guys were talking about, the feeling of a sense of urgency. Like, Miss Lyota, you know I had a conversation with you. I believe it was the beginning of August or the ending of July about me calling you. I said, I want to get a soul retrieval. You was like, hold up, pump your brakes. You've only gotten your DNA activation. You got to go through soul clearing, light attunement, property clearing. I'm like, oh, goodness. But lately, I've been really trying to focus on that because I've been trying to squeeze all this in before the blood moon so I could be more susceptible to the energies that would be coming in. But you know, the day-to-day life that we live these days, it bills and everything, it just doesn't go your way. So my question is, Miss Ellie, what is it that you recommend for people who haven't gotten, like, their soul clearing and light attunement work done, only the people who've gotten their DNA activation, and even people who haven't gotten their any type of DNA work done? What do you recommend that they can do to be more susceptible to the frequencies and energies that will be flowing when the fourth blood moon comes in?
Are you speaking about them being on the line with us? Or are you saying that, are you speaking about them just in general? Because I have to tell you that with this particular blood moon, because it is the last one, I will be limiting it to our DNA replicate family. This is not going to be something that I am advertising to, like, the Chicagoland area. It's just too hard to make sure that everybody stays safe, because everybody is carrying so many of their different things along with them. So I have to think of the greater good of the group. And so I won't be allowing people who have not had any experience with Miss Leota to come forth at this particular time. They will have to wait until I'm given further instructions.
Okay, Ashe, but yes, ma'am, but I've had DNA work done with Miss Lyota. I've had my DNA, original DNA activation, and I've also had my audit. I was asking for, because I haven't been cleared and cleaned as I've needed to be, as many of my other DNA brothers and sisters have, and I was just wondering, what can I do specifically to make sure that when I'm at home during meditation, during the blood moon, what can I do to be more open to those frequencies despite the impurities that I have right now?
Well,
I
don't
can help you with that a little, too. I can help you with that a little, too.
I would say, number one, from my end, if you have your two sets of frequency waters, the number one and the number two, and you listen to the archives. Have you been listening to the archives of the sessions from 1, 2, and 3?
No, ma'am, but I am going back on them today since you guys stressed on it so much.
Yes, I would say you should do that. And then I would also say that you should talk to Miss Leota because, you know, I defer. I'm going to be perfectly honest, I stay in my lane. So anything that has to do with cleaning, I have to defer to her.
Mm-hmm.
Leota, will you address that?
I actually am in complete harmony. I think you're in the DNA family, you know, and we, as a DNA family, we're moving forward like a school of fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're moving like a flock of birds. We're all moving together, and this will help you to establish the other things that need to take place with you. So rejoice. It's wonderful. You know, do the things that have been recommended. I'm in complete harmony, and you're not alone. You're part of an energetic, growing organism. So it's all good.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Right.
I love you guys. And keep doing what you're doing.
Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Apollo. And that's all the callers we have for right now. But if there's anyone on the line that would like to ask a question or share a testimony, please press 1. All right. We can continue.
All right, Ellie, if we have an opportunity to experience the frequency, I just would love to do that if that's possible.
Okay, hold on. Let me just ask right now. Okay, yes. For all of those that are listening and all of those that are to come later and listen in the archive, if you will take this moment to close your eyes and center your thoughts on just a circle of light. And allow yourself to feel that circle of light extend from your heart to the center of the universe. You don't have to worry about where that is. It will automatically go there. And as we meet and unite in the center spot of the universe, I will now ask the Trilogy Consciousness to now come through. The energy begins to gain more momentum. It's almost as if you can feel all of the branches of light that are connected between the Trilogy of Consciousness and our family. As that wave moves through your body, you should be able to feel it in your feet right now, grounding and holding you steady. And at the same time, feeling an expansion take place. Almost like you're floating back now into the space that we've created. Take a deep breath and blow it out. And begin to open your eyes now. I feel like I have a hammer on top of my head right now.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Ellie, so much. And thanks for joining us today. Thank you so much. That was very wonderful. I'm still a little not quite 100% back yet, but my goodness,
mm-hmm.
That was great. And I know that a lot of the ones who are listening are very sensitive and are still feeling it. And I'm going to make myself talk, but I know nobody wants to talk right
Asiya, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Well, that was great. That really was wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the new. That's a fast, and that's a very different frequency than what we've gotten before. I'm really excited about meeting this new frequency up close and personal. I will be there capturing the frequency so that we can have it in a liquid form in the future.
Yeah.
And this was a wonderful little preview. Yeah, this is great. This is really good.
It's kind of like, it's very, very fast. It's like it's on you before you realize it's on you. And then I don't know if you could tell, almost like when your feet, when that energy went into your feet expanded. More or less to hold you, you know, hold you firm, you know.
Yeah, interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, like they expected us to take flight.
I want you all to know I'm ready.
What?
Oh. I'm ready to take flight. Sia, what about you?
Yes, most definitely. And I was just thinking right before you said that this, the fourth blood moon, the preview that we just got, it feels like we made it to like the top of the building or something. It's almost like the first blood moon was the first floor, and the second one was the second floor. It's like we started from the bottom and stopped at each floor to do whatever we needed to do, and now we're like reaching the top of the building to see everything that that's there. It's almost like going to the rooftop and seeing all of the scenery. But going from first to the second to the third floor, it's like you're only seeing like a limited amount, but you're still elevating through each experience. But now it's like we've made it to the roof and we can see beyond, you know, what whatever we were seeing previous. So that's what I'm getting, and that's what I'm feeling from the energy.
Well, I think that's a beautiful and elegant analogy. And I was seeing different persons' faces. I'm seeing different people, you know, on different floors, looking in different compartments, going up and down corridors, but getting it done, you know, working their way up. That's a very elegant and beautiful analogy, and I really think that's perfect. What about you, Allie?
I just loved it because, yeah, I could see myself on that rooftop. But, you know, it's really something. More importantly, I saw all of our connections to one another. Very faint little lines that seem to have been coming in stronger and stronger and stronger. I cannot tell you, I am so excited about this because this is really going to pole vault us as a family, a group, through the universe, through very many other fibers within reality. It's all good. It's great. Thank you for the wonderful analogy, Sia.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
Well, I want to remind everyone again, you know, we certainly wonderful to have Ellie here today and who has so much information about what's going on in Chicago in the future and has invited us and hosting us. But I want everyone to remember to check out everyone's website. So, Asiya, would you give your website? Ellie, would you give your website? And make sure you go to DNA Replicate so you can find out when you'll be able to hear us live again. I think next week may be the last show with me, but not the last show on Soul Solutions. So Soul Solutions, Food for the Soul, goes on. And so we just have one more wonderful vein of pumping life energy from another source. We'll start with Voice America and Seventh Wave. We have Soul Solutions, Food for the Soul, and I'm sure many things will open from that. So would you give your websites again?
Yes, my website is FreeYourMindToShine.com, FreeYourMindToShine.com, and Ellie?
Yes, my website is www.pathwaystolife, PathwayStolight.org.
If anyone ever doesn't remember, all you have to do is go to Lote of the Sun at YouTube, and everyone that we just announced, Pathway to Light, Free Your Mind to Shine, at the end of every episode or at the beginning, those websites show up because we are all in alliance, and we encourage you to be allied with us. So thank you all. Any last words, Asiya?
Oh, and all of the information is also in the episode info for the radio show. So you can always find our information on social media or Blog Talk itself. And thank you all for tuning in and listening.
I have one question, Asiya. Is there any way we can put together all four of the radio shows together in one thingy, or I don't know what it is, but so we can send it out to people?
The Blood Moon shows?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we definitely can put them all together in one big
package.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we'll be sending those through. Thank you so much for having me on today, Leota and Asiya. I really appreciate it. And I
You're
look
welcome,
forward
Ellie.
To seeing you guys soon.
Well, thank you, and thank you all, our listening audience. May you have a wonderful day, and may you know that you may have anything. Thank you, and Lakesh, everyone.
And Lakesh, everyone, have a beautiful day.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.